Section 4. You will hear a professor giving a lecture on the American crow.
First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40 on page 244.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Today I'll talk about the American crow, also known as the common crow. This bird has a bad reputation, and many people consider it to be a pest. But the American crow and many of its cousins in the corvid family are actually among the most intelligent of all the birds. There are about 40 species in the crow family, and they can be found in most parts of the world. You'll find crows in North America, although, interestingly enough, not in South America. While crows live in cold areas of the far north, close to the Arctic region, there are none in Antarctica. They also like warm regions. There are several species of crows, for example, in Hawaii. And, of course, you'll find them in other parts of the world, Europe, Asia, and so on. The American crow is one of the 15 species of crows found in North America, and is also one of the most common. It's not a small bird, measuring 39 to 49 centimeters in length. Unlike some of its cousins, the magpie, for example, which is black and white, or the blue jay, which is blue with white and black markings, the American crow is completely black, including the beak and feet. Because of their intensely dark colour, some people dislike crows, or better said, fear them. Another reason people dislike crows is because they associate these birds with garbage. Crows love garbage, and are often seen hanging around dumpsters behind restaurants and grocery stores. In addition to garbage left behind by humans, crows eat seeds, grains, eggs, fish, and carrion. They'll eat just about anything. One of their absolute favorite foods is corn. Crows build large nests of sticks, usually in trees or sometimes in bushes. For safety reasons, they almost never nest on the ground. Mostly they nest alone, but in some places, they've been seen nesting in colonies. The female lays from 3 to 6 eggs at a time. The eggs hatch in about 18 days. The babies stay in the nest for around a month. Generally, 35 days after hatching, they have their feathers and are ready to fly. Next, we'll talk about some studies which have demonstrated the extreme intelligence of these animals.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. You will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.
Pause CD for 10 minutes.